If you would tonight, Philippians, please, chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, and I want to read, let's see, Philippians chapter 4, and begin to read with me, please, in verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect to want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Go over to verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, bless us tonight from thy word. Lord, we love your word, and every time we pick it up and just read it, every time we need a blessing, we read it. Every time, Lord, we need instructions and just how to live, we read your word and we come out joyfully. Bless us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I was reading today and going over. I was noticing I got a library of notebooks of sermon after sermon after sermon. And I go back and pick them up every once in a while and just go through them. And just read for my own pleasure some of the things I've preached on, some of the things I've said. Just in learning. I want to be continually learning, not stale, not come to the place that I think I know it all or get to that place that I've seen people get. I don't need anything else, amen? But I do all the time. I've learned something in all these years, how to be successful. I don't care what you're doing, but especially in the Lord's work, there is a formula for to me, anyhow, on how to be successful. And I'm not talking about just crowd-wise. I'm talking about with your own self. Do you know it's more? It is really important to come to the place in your life that you're happy within yourself, not letting somebody else determine your happiness. Just be happy in yourself. Now, and verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And learn to be an individual, number one. Everybody's different. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7, for who maketh thee to differ from another? God did. Amen. Now, when you think about that, God made every one of us different. In 1 Corinthians 12, now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. In other words, each of us has a special gift from God. Romans 12, verse 6 says, having them then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. And Matthew 25, verse 15, and to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to another, to every man according to his several ability. You know what you got to realize? God knows your ability. God knows what you can do and what you can't do. And Ephesians 4 verse 11 says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And when you read that verse, if you try to be an apostle and God's called you to be a pastor, you're out of your place then. And if God calls you to be an apostle and you're pastoring a church, you're out of your place then. And so you got to learn to be in your place if you're going to be happy. Each of us has his own responsibility to the Lord. And Job 19 verse 4 says, "And be it indeed that I have erred, mine error remaineth with myself." And Proverbs 9 verse 12 says, "If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it." In Deuteronomy 24 verse 16 says, "The fathers shall not put to death the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the father. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin." Jeremiah 31 verse 30 says, "But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Do you know, I've watched preachers, for instance, that raises their children the very best they can, and their children turn out differently. They turn out not doing what they ought to do for the Lord, and they have trouble pastoring the church. They have trouble trying to serve the Lord because everybody looks at their children and blames them for not doing it. Now, I do believe this. As long as my children is under my roof, they're going to do what I say. They're under my authority. But when they move out, there's nothing you can do about it. If you haven't raised them like you ought to and done the best you can, if they get in trouble, their sin is upon their head. And that's what the Bible teaches. And if you don't learn that, you'll let somebody ruin your life because they'll blame you for what your children do. And your children will blame you for what you did and ruin their life. You got to realize something. I'm an individual. I'm going to stand before God for myself. And number three, learn to be patient. Now, learn not to make hasty decisions, or they can be tragic. Proverbs 29 verse 20 says, "Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There's more hope for a fool than of him." Proverbs 19 verse 2 says, "Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth." Proverbs 21 verse 5. "The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteous, but of every one that is hasty only to want." Acts 19 verse 36. "Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, you ought to be quiet and to do nothing rashly." You know, it's, and my kids were talking about this today around the table we'd eaten. Daddy's always in a hurry. Daddy's always trying to get something done. He always wants to do it now. And that's the truth. I can't. These people that uses, what is that you're ordering stuff from all the time? Amazon. I can't stand that place. And some of these places, for the simple reason, if I want to get something, I want to go down the store and get it now. You know, waiting tomorrow to get it in the mail, order it, and now they got it though. I'm beginning to like it because they bring it right onto the house in a hurry. Now I'm beginning to like a little bit of that, but I never have liked to buy nothing and can't get it. I bought my truck one time from a Ford company, and I never will forget it. I got so aggravated with the Ford company because I ordered my truck, the very one I wanted. I went down there to get it, and they said, "Well, we got to order it." And it was like 2 or 3 weeks before I got my truck. And I was so aggravated with them by that time, I don't have much patience. But I have learned to have some, and I have learned one thing. Be patient. Wait on the Lord. And when you learn that, it'll help you. You won't die of a heart attack. Learn to forget. You can't go forward in the past. Philippians 3 verse 13, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but it's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." Now, when you read that verse, but there's a lot of good teachings there. Forget those things behind. I'm talking about the good things. I'm talking about the bad things. Because you don't live in the past. You live in the now. And when you learn that, you begin to learn to be happy. Colossians 4, verse 5. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. And then we must forgive as we are forgiven. Colossians 3, verse 13, Ephesians 4, 31. And then turn with me to Luke now, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. These other verses say the same thing. In Luke chapter 6, please. I want to begin to read in verse 31. In verse 31. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom ye have hoped to receive, what thank ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. But be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal shall be measured to you again. There used to be, and I've told this story so much, but I went by there the other day, and she must have died and went on to be with the Lord. She's a great Christian lady. And I used to go out there all the time on Highway 60. There was a black lady out there, had a stand, and she had a black-eyed pea farm out there. And I used to go out every year and get my black-eyed peas and can them. And I went out there one day and I said, I want a bushel of black-eyed peas. And she said, she got me a bushel of black-eyed peas and it was heaped up and everything. She said, didn't you tell me you was a pastor? I said, yes, ma'am. And we talked about the Lord a little while. She said, wait a minute. She said, I'm not going to give you that bushel. And she shaked that thing and pushed it down and shook that thing and piled some more on it. And I remember this verse, you know, good measure shaken together and running over shall men give unto your bosom. You think about that. If you do right to other people, like God has told you to do, like you would like to be treated, God said, not only will he give it back to you, but he'll give it back to you running over, shaken down and pressed down and running over. And I'm a proof of it. God has blessed me on every side because I have really tried my best. I learned a lesson a long time. Be good to people. Just be good to people. Learn to forget the past. And you must forgive as given that people forgive you. The formula for success goes like this. From man. Thinking about great men. I love to read behind great men. That's been successful. Carlyle said, every noble work is at first impossible. Sheridan said, the surest way not to fail is to determine to succeed. Franklin said, doest thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of. Lowell said, not fair, but low aim is the crime. I like every one of those things. Think about it for just a minute. Everything that I've really enjoyed in life, at first, was impossible for me to do. But I went ahead and did it anyhow. Strived to do it, and I wouldn't quit till I got it done. And then turn around and look at it, man, that's good. I remember one fireplace I built years ago. It was out of these stone, marble stone, and they would ooze water out of them, and mud and water don't go together to stick. You have to understand masonry, but I building that fireplace, those marble, big old stone, heavy thing, and I'd build up and up, and I want to get the thing finished. I get it. If you go too far in one day, they'll fall. The murder seep out of them, they fall. I build it up and I'm trying to finish. Went home that night, come back next morning, fell. In the floor they were, I started all over again. I built that thing two or three times. And I said, I am going to get this fireplace built. And when I got the thing built and backed off out there and lit, amen. I loved it. Amen. Well, what if I'd have given up? You think about that. Now, from the scriptures, listen to what the Bible said. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, you think about that for just a minute. Let's turn over to Mark. Mark chapter 11, and look with me in verse 22. And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, brother, that takes faith, but that's the substance of faith. John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quiet you like men, be strong. 1 Timothy 1, verse 19, hold in faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. And then lastly, Ephesians 6 and verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, I'm talking about a formula for success. You know, number one, trust God for it. I mean, just trust God for it. Number two, just believe you can do it. Just have faith in yourself. I appreciate one thing that my daddy, if nothing else, I appreciate one thing that daddy taught me. Son, you can do anything you want to do. If you really want to do it. My daddy told me that as a little boy and growing right on up. He kept saying to me, you can do anything. He didn't believe in the word can't. He just didn't. He'd get it done some way or another. He built a man come to him one day. I took Mary out there and showed her this big mansion that we built a fire. Me and Daddy built a fireplace years ago. And a man told my daddy, Mr. Strong, don't work for that guy. He won't pay you. Daddy said, that don't bother me. And he went out and built this beautiful fireplace, this big mansion. He got through. I'd like to get my money. And the man said, I'm not going to pay you. And so Daddy said, that's okay. So we went home. 2 days later, the man called Daddy. Mr. Strong, you've got to get out of here and stop this fireplace from smoking. It's been smoking up my whole house. Daddy said, okay, I'll be out there in a little bit. He went out there and he said, give me my money and I'll fix it. Daddy had took a pane of glass and put between the last flue liner where the smoke couldn't go up the chimney. And when he got his money, he took a broom handle and busted the glass and fixed it. And I've thought about that a many a time. Daddy always told me you can do anything you want to do. When somebody says, don't do it, that excites me. I want to do it anyhow. Dr. Tom Malone said, a preacher told him one time that this pastor had called him up way up in North Dakota somewhere, way back in the country. He called Dr. Tom Malone and said, Dr. Malone, I'd like for you to come and hold a revival for me. And Dr. Malone was talking to this other pastor about it. He said, don't go. This is the most negative preacher you've ever met in your life. It can't be done. And he just, you know, and God's not in it and everything else in the world. Just don't go. You're wasting your time. Dr. Tom Malone said, I got to go now. I just got to meet this guy. And he said he got up, and sure enough, he met him, and he said, Dr. Malone, I want revival. I want to have revival in our church so bad. But he said, the communists are going to get me. And if we preach and preach like the Bible says, the communists are going to get me. And he said, every time you turn around, Everything, he said, the commonest are going to give me. And Dr. Tom along fine, he said, brother, can I give you something? The communists don't even know where you're at. And if they did, they can't find you. I've never forgotten that. You know, and that's the way I feel about a lot of things in life. When somebody tells me it can't be done, that's a challenge to me. I can do anything God is with me on. If God is with me, I can get it done. It might be slow. It might be a long time coming, but I'll get it done. Amen. And I believe it. And that's success. Let's stand, please. Heavenly Father, the reason that I had in mind when you give me this message is there's been many a person that said that person can never get saved. That boy will never change. That wife of mine, she can't be turned around. That husband of mine, he's nothing but a drunk. He'll never change. But I've seen you do it. And every occasion that we trusted you to do it, to get that person saved that we think it cannot be saved. Yes, it can. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. If we'll trust and believe and use our faith in you, bless us tonight. Because we need it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing something, please.
Hymn number 403, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Hymn number 403.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Couldn't have been singing that song. I remember what Ronnie Bruce said. Me and him was up here one day with nobody around. We was just singing together and playing around. And I said, you sing your voice and I'll sing mine. And I said, Savior, Savior. Playing around me. He said, you weren't singing that way all the time. Man, you're doing good. And by the way, I talked to him. He wanted to say thank y'all for praying for him and being concerned about it. He loves y'all. He loves his church. Father, go with us on our way home. Watch over and keep us. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you so much for coming.